canitas turmadam.
Adimo loca palasya.
Adimo loca palasya.
Udvatamo pluto.
Udra udvatamo pluto.
Naviva samatmanam.
Naviva samatmanam.
Janitas durmado.
Janitas durmado.
Imalo kapalasya.
Imalo kapalasya.
By my special favor, Vasudevasya,
Vasudevasya,
of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sanidhyam,
Sanidhyam,
the personal association,
face to face,
Labdva,
obtaining,
Divya Sharat Shate Vite, after the expiry of 100 years, by the measurement of the demigods, Svalokatam, the desire to live in the celestial world, Bhuyaha, again, Labdha Bhakti, having revived their natural condition of devotional service. Bhavishyataha will become. Translation of purport by the Divine Grace. Avaichana Vinna Bhakti Vinanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada King. These two young men. Nalu, these are the words of Narabani, yes. These two young men, Nalukubara and Manigriva, are by fortune the sons of the great demigod Kubera. But because of false prestige and madness, after drinking liquor, they are so fallen that they are naked but cannot understand that they are. Therefore, because they are living like trees, for trees are naked but are not conscious, these two young men should receive the bodies of trees. This will be proper punishment. Nonetheless, after they become trees, and until they are released, by my mercy, they will have remembrance of their past sinful activities. Moreover, by my special favor, after the expiry of 100 years by the measurement of the demigod, they will be able to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva, face to face, and thus revive their real position as devotees. Anyone like that again? Oh, no, that's good. Can you just repeat after me? These two young men, Nalukubara and Manigriva, are by fortune the sons of the great demigod Kubera. But because of false prestige and madness, after drinking liquor, they are so fallen that they are naked. But cannot understand that they are. Therefore, because they are living like trees, for trees are naked but are not conscious, these two young men should receive the bodies of trees. This will be proper punishment. Nonetheless, after they become trees, and until they are released, by my mercy, they will have remembrance of their past sinful activities. So this is very memorable. Leela of Srimad Bhagavatam and Krishna book. Remember when I first joined the temple in London, we just had these first editions of the Krishna book, big volumes, you see now? Two volumes with silver cover. And we didn't have many other books actually at that time. Even Bhagavad Gita wasn't easily available. So we used to read these stories a lot. Need these big books which we had. So this story is particularly fascinating particularly in this modern day and age when nakedness is considered to be almost a kind of liberation, a state of freedom. And here we see two drunken aristocrats, sons of aristocrat Kuvera, bathing naked in the lake with the girls. Narad Muni is coming by. The girls cover themselves out of modesty and shame because great sage is passing. But the boys don't, because they're so drunk that they don't even know they're naked. At one time Prabhupada was in the Vogel Park in Amsterdam, and there were many hippies lying there in different states of undress, and he told the devotees, there's no point in lecturing here. You can just chant Hare Krishna. Prabhupada didn't think it was much point. The hippies were so far gone. Prabhupada also visited one ranch. What's it called? Rising Moon Ranch?
Morningstar.
And this time he did give a class. He chanted. In this ranch there were hippies who were without clothes, living in trees, some of whom actually joined. became illustrious devotees, leaders of this movement. So Prabhupada requested that people come with clothes, and I think some of them came with clothes. I wasn't there actually. I just read in Lilamrita. So Krishna consciousness is available by the mercy of the pure devotee who sees everyone as the eternal parts and parcels of Krishna. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Amayam so jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. After many, many births, Ramanda Brahmate Kona Bhagavanji Guru Krishna Prasadipaya Bhakti Lata Beach. After wandering up and down in the universe, many, many births, one may get the seed of devotional service, pure devotional service. So we're very fortunate. Just like these two sons of Kuvera, Manigriva and Nala Kuvera. There's no need for us to go into details of what we were doing. But in this case, we have a good example, drunkenness and so on. And Prabhupada's mercy extended to us somehow or other. We brought this Krishna consciousness to our ears. And we got the seed of devotional service, pure devotional service. Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti Sarja Kabunai Shravanadi Sridha Chitipare, actually seed of devotional service. The devotional service is already there in this verse, it's explained. It doesn't have to be artificially added to us. It's our very nature, it's our Svadharma. We have two svadharmas. We have our material duty. You may be a woman, you may have to be a wife, you may be a businessman, you may be a brahmachari, you may be grihastha, maybe sannyas, whatever it is, worker, administrator. These are duties in the material world which we can perform. Lord Chaitanya ultimately rejected those. He didn't think they would be
useful for Kali Yuga. Even the Ramananda Roy, he said, oh, these things, by this you can achieve the ultimate goal of life, Vanashram. And she said, no, it's not practical. It's external. It's not going to work. But then he did say, yes, Vyane Prayasam, or Yapasam, if we just give up this mental speculation and hear from the pure devotees, stay in your own position. You may be hippie, if that's your Svadharma. In the material world, you're a hippie. They were asked, what are these, what do you think of these hippies? Prabhupada said, something extraordinary. So there are also many extraordinary people around. I'm on the way to Glastonbury now, I'm going to see quite a few of them. And many extraordinary people will be there. But our only method, successful method, that they wouldn't get a chance to hear the holy name and to get this seed of devotional service, or the, how do you say, the seed of invoking their devotional service by contact with the pure devotee or his devotees of a devotee of a devotee. This is the seed. The process of chanting is itself the seed. Hearing is the seed. When you hear, it's just like Lord Chaitanya used to say, wake up, sleeping souls, like an alarm clock. It wakes us up. Even when you're sleeping, sometimes, I don't know if you've experienced that, but the alarm is going off. You think it's something else in the dream, right? Well, it must be a horn of a car, or a something else, and then gradually it dawns on you that actually it's the alarm clock. So when people see us on Oxford Street or in Pastor McFestival, all they think, oh, it's the Harrys, they give out some good food, they're you know, friendly bunch, they're a bit naive, simple people, they believe in God and all that, you know. They have some books, I can't understand them. but it may take some time to actually dawn that this is actually waking me up to something different, to my original nature, my spiritual Svadharma. Lord Chaitanya said, Naham vipro nachanara pati nagri nabanastra yativa. I'm not a Brahmin, I'm not a... No, I'm not a king, no, a pati, and a vaishya, I'm not a businessman, and so on, I'm not a wrong, I'm not this. But Gopi Bhajo Padakamaya Dasana, I'm a servant of the servant of the protector of the gopis. Ultimately, that's my real nature. When I wake up from the dream, Nashta Moha Smriti Lava, after hearing Bhagavad Gita, and you say, now my illusion is now gone. Now I know I've got to fight. Both my material Svadharma, my occupation, and my spiritual karma completely coincide. I'm a warrior, and I'm a warrior for Krishna. I'm going to fight Krishna's leader.